boys and girls, welcome back to Thoughtscape, Exploring the Mind. I am your host Isha and I am back with the second part of Lies We All Believe In. Sometimes we all lie to ourselves just to comfort ourselves. But if you think about it, it's just pushing us more into a dilemma. I think we humans don't have the power to deal with the truth, and when it's time that we actually face the truth, it's already too late. And the reason behind all this denying is expectations. I seriously can't believe why we all keep expectations from someone who doesn't even give a shit about us. And somewhere deep down, we all know that there is no point in keeping expectations from that one person, but we still continue to keep it. Maybe just because we are so connected to them and we don't want them to go away from our lives. But now I have come to a point where I have realized that no matter how many friends I make, they all are going to leave me at some point. Okay, so this realization was just a week back, but I'm done with everything now. I just want to see the new version of me. I was so done with all the bullshit that happened to me in the past week. Even after knowing everything, I was just so stupid that I chose to ignore all that. But now I am ready to transform myself and let all the things go. For this, the most important thing is I need to stop believing in all the lies. In fact, we all should stop believing in the lies that are holding us back. The first lie that we all believe in is loving him is enough for me. I fell in love with him the first time I saw him. Didn't it sound cliche? Probably. I may not even sure I was aware of it at that time, but the scene plays out so clearly in my memory. We all have gone through a time where we have fallen in love with someone. Eventually, we all make it about that one person. Our whole life just revolves around that one person until he or she breaks our heart. In a relationship, just loving is not important, but having compatibility and the same level of craziness is equally important. You need to be equally mature and childish to maintain a relationship. Have you ever felt that you are the only one in this relationship? You are giving your 100%, but the other one is not indulged in it as much as you are? It does happen. Often, most of the relationships are just for the tag. People in this generation don't take it seriously. And the one who is taking all these things seriously often end up getting hurt. I am telling this to you with my personal experience. If you are not able to value yourself, no one will ever be able to do that for you. If you allow someone to make you feel bad, they will continue to do so. Living up in an unhealthy relationship in hope that one day it will become a healthy relationship, then you are wrong, my dear. If you ever felt that you are not valued in a relationship, just move out of it. No matter how much it hurt, you just walk out of it. Sometimes choosing to walk away, even if it means breaking your own heart, can be the greatest act of self-love you have to access to. You might gonna cry for a week or so, but eventually you will be okay. It's better to cry your whole life. Sometimes you need to be comfortable with waiting a little longer for the things you deserve. You deserve better things in your life. Many of us have made mistakes or done things that we regret or because a version of ourselves that we aren't happy with. Many of us has even survived that time and come out from the other side much more stronger and braver. Every day, we all are fighting with ourselves just to be a better version. Rather than loving someone else, you need to start loving yourself much more. You need to set the standards for yourself and even your relationships. Every day is a chance to start over. Don't ever give up on yourself. The second lie that we believe in is, I can't tell the truth. We all have gone through a time where we might have lied. We can eventually lie to everyone else in this world, but we can't lie to ourselves. If you have done a mistake or you are going through something bad in life, all you need to do is tell the truth. You can't just fake around with everyone else. Sometimes we try to hide the truth in order to believe that it would hurt less. We keep it close to our heart to hide it away in the hope that it will hurt us less if it stays hidden. But now I understand that when things are hidden, we give power to the fear, the negativity, and the lies. Of course, we don't want that to happen. I just want to be honest with myself about all the experiences. But do you think being honest would have changed our choices? I'm not sure, but the hope that by being honest about what happened to us, we might empower or inform other perspective about our situations. Whenever you feel that you are all alone, just remember that you have to stay loyal and honest with yourself. Things will find way on their own. Even if you are wrong, you need to find the courage to be honest about who you are and what you are going through is like throwing yourself into the deep end of the pool and fighting to swim once you hit the cold water. It won't necessarily be pleasant, but once you are in, it's done. Remember, the longer you remain in the state of honesty, the easier it becomes to simplify, exist there all the time. The third lie that we all believe in is, I will start tomorrow. Somewhere we all have been lazy and tired to delay our work. No matter how much important that work is, we just keep on delaying it until we have the deadline. Sometimes we try to go to gym but keep on thinking that we'll start it from the next week onwards or from the next month. We just keep on delaying it. Even if it's for our own body, we can't just do it. We try to do certain things, but when we do it, it's just too late. There is no such thing as tomorrow. None of us has seen what's on our way tomorrow. We can't see what we will go through tomorrow. So why don't we do it today? So why do we have to delay our every work? Why can't we just start it right now? Why can't we just finish our work and relax for the rest of the day? You just don't have to talk about your goals or what else you want to accomplish in your life. You have to work hard for it. You need to make sure that you are clear about your goals and how you can accomplish it. You need to set a goal and surprise yourself when you finally accomplish it. You will teach yourself a new way to behave and set a standard for the type of person you truly are, not the one you have been dreamed about becoming, but who you practice being every single day. You can keep working on yourself and transform yourself into a better version of you. You need to try and be you of all the persons. I know completely transforming yourself is hard, but trying and never giving up on yourself is something you can do and we all can do. We should not cling on to the things that we have to do tomorrow. We can do it right now. No matter how much tired you are or how much you want to give up, you just have to do it. So here we come to an end for this episode. Stay tuned and make sure to hit the subscribe icon so you never miss on an episode. I hope you enjoyed this episode and understood the concept behind it. Somewhere deep down, we all lie to ourselves, but we need to stop that and start telling the truth, no matter how hard it could be. So wait for the next episode. Till then, take care. Bye-bye.